He talked a little bit about Doug Martin. And had a breakout game tonight.
Yeah, I know. Doug had a huge night tonight. And Doug's one of those guys that, you know, not only does he do a great job catching the ball out of the backfield, does a great job in pass protection, but he does a tremendous job just getting ready for the games, you know, in preparation, getting ready to run the ball. You know, when you get to a game, it's a big game. It's a Thursday night, nationally televised game. And, you know, in the NFL, it's Doug's first, I mean, big primetime game, you know, and it's been a short week. I got a lot going on, you know, and that guy gets ready to go, you know, and he's a guy that the moment's never too big for Doug. And I just, I mean, it's did a great job tonight.
What's the ceiling for this guy? How good can he be in this league?
I don't know, man. You never want to set limitations for anybody. You know, Doug, I'll just say that as far as his preparation, the way the guy works, the way he is to be around, you know, Doug does an awesome job. He's great to have as a teammate.
Josh, the fast starts on offense, and that continued tonight. And when you guys can do that and then be, you know, sort of judicious with your play calling, what kind of advantage is this offense?
You know, it's always good to have a fast start, you know, especially coming out playing in an environment like this one. You know, the Vikings, I mean, the crowd, when they're in it, you know, it's deafening. So getting out and scoring early, having an opportunity to get an early lead, you know, I think makes things a lot easier down the road as far as crowd noise, as far as our communication.
Well, Mike Williams tonight, I mean, he's been working those boundaries again on the sideline and back in the end zone. Just talk about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, Mike makes a lot of plays, you know. I mean, he's been doing it his whole career. You know, you just got to give him opportunities. You know, tonight they were doing a lot to try to take Vincent out of the game, you know, and, you know, that's when Taekwon's got to step up. That's when Mike's got to step up. You know, guys all around Dallas had a big game tonight. So it's you know, it's not surprising to see that when Mike gets his one-on-one opportunities, we give him a shot. You know, he makes a play on it. You know, that's why we're going to him, you know, because he just makes those types of plays.
How would they defend Vincent in particular?
You know, just cloud coverage, you know, playing cover two to his side. When they did play single high, the safety favored Vincent's side. Just a lot of things like that. You know, they were playing man, and they were putting a safety over the top and having the man defender playing underneath, but you know, Vincent just kept trucking, you know, kept doing his thing, and you know, a couple of those shots, you know, were really no reason not to put the ball on him. You know, there's one down towards the end zone that I left a little short. I made a play on it, and then there was the post that he tried to wind it around a linebacker and ended up putting it in the ground, you know. So the plays are there to be had, you know, and yeah, I'm just really proud of the way that the guys continue to fight throughout the game.
Talk about Doug Martin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
did it funny.
Yeah. Doug's awesome. No, I was just saying, Doug's such a great in preparation. You know, he's a great teammate to have. The moment's never too big for Doug. You know, the way he prepares, the way he comes out, it's not surprising to see him blow up on a game like this.
Great. Perfect. Thank you, John.